Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 166. Welcome to the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
What are my top 7 episodes? At this stage, we're up to episode 166 and I thought it was about time to do a recap episode and to talk to you about my top 7 episodes, especially because we've had quite a good few new listeners lately. And an interesting statistic is American listeners are starting to overtake the amount of Irish listeners. I'm grateful for all listeners that the episodes get, which make it possible to continue with the podcast, not just from America or Ireland, but every country that listens. I'm more than grateful for every listener I get. So my top 7 episodes. Now, if I recorded this another time, I could probably choose different ones. But right now, I think this is a good snapshot. And these are definitely ones I would recommend that you listen to. You might have your own recommended ones. You might have your own favorite ones, and that's fine. But if you're a new listener, or if you need a quick recap, or you need to go back through the back catalogue of episodes, I would definitely recommend these. So let's get started in chronological order. Number 7. Stop trying to be so likable. Now, this was episode 11, Stop Trying to Be So Likable. And it was basically about don't live your whole life in the construct of what other people want and think of you. So escape that and think and set your own goals and live your own life. It's amazing if you actually look at the timeline of your life and the decisions that you make, how much they are affected by trying to please others. So that's number 7. Number 6, if you're consuming, then you're not producing. Now, this was episode 14. If you're consuming, then you're not producing. Now, the whole point of this one was to motivate you to do more, to produce more stuff, whether it was writing, whether it was making something, whether it was, you know, participating at a hobby that's producing something. If you're artistic, if you're good with your hands, if you could have been intellectual material, could have been, you know, as I said, a piece of writing, it could have been an invention. It didn't matter, but stop thinking like a consumer and start producing more. That was episode 14. Number 5, what it's actually like to fight in a cage. Now, this was episode 21, and the reason why this was on the list, it mightn't be about success, it mightn't be about money, but I absolutely think that you will gain something. It's a snapshot and it's an eagle eye view of exactly the process of what it's like to fight in a cage, dealing with the extreme nerves and the adrenaline and dealing with performance anxiety, all of that kind of stuff. It's one of the ones that people say to me all the time they really enjoyed, so it had to be on the list. Number 4, 7 things to tell your younger self. So this was episode 53, 7 things to tell your younger self. We should all go through a list of 7 things to tell our younger selves because it's a very therapeutic process. It's information that we remind ourselves of right now, and it's something that you can hand to somebody younger than you in your life, family member or close friend or relative. So it's definitely useful. Listen to that and I'll give you my 7 and then you come up with your own 7. Number 3, beat any opponent in life or business. So this was episode 79. And it was all about strategy and doing what's not expected and basically trailblazing your own path to happiness. Because one of the best ways to beat any opponent in life or business is simply to be happy and to go on and be a success in your own life. Number 2 was enjoy luxury, but don't lose your grit. Now, this was episode 135. So when success is coming your way, when your lifestyle is improving, absolutely enjoy your luxury, but don't get carried away and lose the grit that helped you attain that luxury and that success in the first place. And number one, Nonconformist Trailblazing Pioneer, episode 159. This was all about motivating you and giving you the confidence and helping you to eliminate your any kind of self-limiting mindset so that you can trail your own path and follow on with your own goals. Be brave enough to set out your own goals and be brave enough to trailblaze your own path to be a nonconformist and to be a pioneer. Now, I hope that helps. I hope that gives you something to go back to if you're looking to go back over some episodes. If you have your favorite episode, I would love to hear from you. And stay tuned because next week we'll be coming with three brand new episodes. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight. You can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.